It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, recording live in the Smith & Wesson booth, Indianapolis, NRA Annual Meetings 2014. Mr. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation is my guest, along with Jim Scouten, the voice. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And the timing, Alan, is extraordinary. Now, I don't, just by preparatory remarks, we have done a lot of work with the NRA. We are at the NRA. We have been a major contributor of new memberships, but this
Great.
Year Shooting USA is bringing attention to the Second Amendment Foundation, because you gentlemen have for many years been different. You have been waging the battles in the courts, suing them. I won't characterize who them is, but suing them to enforce Second Amendment rights, and you may have news this afternoon. Tell us about the case.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. I'm on pins and needles right now. We have a cert petition before the United States Supreme Court that they're reviewing right this minute as we speak, known as our Drake case, challenging New Jersey's concealed carry law that mandates you have to show justifiable need before they'll give you a permit, which means in New Jersey, you have to show that you're imminently in danger, somebody's threatening you right this minute. You have to go to a police department, get a sheriff or a police chief to sign off on it, then go to court and get a judge to sign off on it as well. And we don't think that is, for the Second Amendment, for any part of our Bill of Rights, you have to have justifiable need to exercise your rights. So this petition is before the U.S. Supreme Court. They're discussing it today, right now as we speak. Late today or Monday morning, they will issue if they're going to hear this case, which would be the third major case in our lifetime that the U.S. Supreme Court would have heard. And of course, the Second Amendment Foundation was very successful last time with our McDonald versus Chicago case that incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, through the Bill of Rights, making it applicable to all 50 states, which helps us, allowed us to help bring this case to the Supreme Court. And so this would be having the Supreme Court certify the right to carry. And I'm really excited, and I'm on pins and needles, because it's, you know, about a 50-50 chance that they're going to say, yes, they will take this case in the next term.
Wow, that'll be exciting. That, not to argue the merits of the New Jersey law, but by the time you go through the process to show that you are in imminent danger and have a right to defend yourself, if you were right, you're dead. I mean, it makes zero sense under the Second Amendment.
Well, our initial plaintiff in the case, we have a number of plaintiffs, but our initial plaintiff in the case was kidnapped by the mob because they thought that he was the wrong person. And they held him for like a week, and he escaped. And they were still after him to try to kill him because they thought he was somebody else. And they wouldn't give him a permit to carry to protect himself, being a kidnapped victim.
Well, knowing only stories about New Jersey, we're not here to insult anybody, but it certainly sounds like his life was in danger if the mob was after him. So tell us about some of the other things. You've got cases going all across the country. California comes to mind.
We just won a very major case in California, known as Richards, which is also on the right to carry. California is one of these may-issue states, not shall-issue states, and you have to show a good cause, that you have a good character to be able to get it beyond the normal person, so to speak, wanting to have a permit to carry a firearm. And in Yolo County in California, they wouldn't even give you an application to fill out to even get the permit. We sued, and we got a 3-0 decision in the appeals court from the Ninth Circuit in California, which is our most recent victory. Actually, it's not our most recent victory, because last week we had a victory in New Mexico. New Mexico allows legal resident aliens to own guns, but they will not give you a permit to carry one. We got that law knocked out under Second Amendment and 14th Amendment grounds in federal court in New Mexico last week.
You've had a remarkable record of successes. I'm not sure that the public knows, and you are frequently the face of the Second Amendment and gun rights, brought in to sit opposite some gun banner on CNN or whatever. We see you frequently with your characteristic bow tie. I love it. But people may not know that you're not a lawyer. You are simply the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation that has worked all these many years to raise money to fund the lawyers who have this remarkable success ratio in the courts of defending the Second. So
our main attorney is Alan Gura, who won both the Heller case and the McDonald case at the U.S. Supreme Court. And we've had a very, very great track record. We now have about a dozen very heavily trained, what I'd call civil rights Second Amendment attorneys, arguing these cases in our federal courts.
So the NRA, without any question, works the politics, the good, the bad, and the ugly of who is elected and when. And we've got some very important issues and races coming up this fall. And we support heavily support the NRA for that.
As you should.
But it is the Second Amendment that's in the courts actually waging war to defend and overturn those laws that are anti-Second Amendment. I'm not sure everybody knows. We talked about it in our SHOT Show coverage. But Shooting USA this year is very heavily supporting the Second Amendment Foundation. You can go to shootingusa.com, where you are right now if you found the podcast, and click on the notice on the homepage, and you may join the Second Amendment Foundation for very inexpensive membership, I will add. Get the magazine, be informed, and help fund Alan Gottlieb's long-term record of winning in the courts.
And Jim, we really thank you for all that editorial support you give us, and it turns out to be financial support that helps us do these things. Our slogan is Winning Firearms Freedom, One Lawsuit at a Time, and you're helping us make it possible. Thank you.
I only have one other question. Is Alan Gura in the starting blocks if, in fact, the Supreme Court grants cert on this case? And
Yo,
you'll
yes.
be there again for Alan number three.
Alan Gura for hopefully Supreme Court victory number three will be arguing that case, the Drake case, before the U.S. Supreme Court, most definitely.
Well, we know he's good at it, and thanks to your ability to fund his efforts on behalf of all of us, we owe you a great debt, and we're going to try to pay that debt.
Well, thank you for your kind words and your help.
Excellent. Thank you. That's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast in the can from the 2014 NRA annual meetings and the Smith & Wesson booth here in Indianapolis.